Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Killing Grounds by Dana Stabenow, performed by Marguerite Gavin. Author's note. For those who persist in looking up Kate's home ground on a map, I would remind them that there is a reason we call it fiction. However, if it will make you feel better, for the purposes of this book, the coastline of Alaska has been altered to include Alleghenik Bay, 2 hours or so by bow picker southeast of Cordova. Cordova is a real place, and it does exist. Shitting Seagull isn't a real person and doesn't. Real Cordovans are much more fun than he is. One. It was a cloudless summer day. Salmon leapt free of the blue surface of the water, only to fall back with flat smacks that echoed across the bay. The fishing period had opened at 12 noon, exactly, and the tender wouldn't be taking delivery from fishermen for hours yet, although cork lines were already bobbing with the kind of frenzied energy that promised a busy and productive period. Fishermen were making ready to launch skiffs, but on board the tender Freya, there was time to open deck chairs in the bow, time to prop feet on the gunwale, time to eat roast beef sandwiches on homemade bread, heavy on the horseradish, time to make lazy comments on the skill or lack thereof shown by the skippers of the 40-odd boats setting drift nets as close as they could get to the markers of the creeks without setting off the fishhawk. The fishhawk in question, a 28-year-old man named Lamar Roosh, hovered around the perimeter of this action, his little rubber zodiac looking flimsy and vulnerable and outnumbered next to the battle-scarred hulls of the fishing fleet. Clad in the brown uniform of the Fish and Wildlife Protection Branch of the Alaska Department of Public Safety, Lamar stood rigidly erect at the controls of the Zodiac, as if by doing so his height might be mistaken for 5'1" instead of a mere 5 feet. Kate could relate. She saw him wave Joe and Ahanak and the Darlene back from the markers on Amartuk Creek, the buzz of the outboard on the back of the Zodiac sounding like an irritated wasp. Joe flashed an impudent grin, a jaunty wave, and moved maybe 10 feet south of the mouth, the stubborn set of his shoulders clearly indicating his determination not to be corked. It happened. If you got careless or unlucky, a moment's distraction and another fisherman, more on the ball, would drop his net into the water between you and the creek markers, and you lost the advantage of being closest to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?